This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Didn't tell me any more about whether they can beat the Buckeyes in Columbus or not, and that'll be what decides the season for them. So I like the fact that they got away with it. I like the fact that KJ Hamler continues to be just an absolute playmaking machine, but do something that... The only thing they could do to prove to me that they can beat the Buckeyes in Columbus is to go to Columbus and beat the Buckeyes.
Well, I think they got to worry about East Lansing first. A big letdown, go there, it's on the road. Just be careful because you could get caught in East Lansing. I understand they're much better than Michigan State, but just be careful. I don't know if they could beat Ohio State at Ohio State. I would take Penn State's chances if it was in Happy Valley for sure this year. But I don't know if they can win in the Big House.
The Minnesota game.
The Big House, excuse me, the Horseshoe.
The Minnesota game looms in a few weeks as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about those Gophers?
How about that story with the holder that has overcome cancer four times and they put him out there? That was an unbelievable story.
Yep. In checking out the results from yesterday in the NFL, is there any clearer picture of the hierarchy, I guess, in the AFC?
No.
Yes, the Bills. The Bills are going to win the AFC.
Right. It's the Patriots and then what?
Indy.
Probably a couple
Indy
other
too.
Teams?
I think Indy's too.
Really?
Yep.
The Colts have done...
Wow.
Until yesterday, the Colts had done very little to impress me.
They went into KC. They beat Houston. I mean, Brissett has played well.
I'll tell you the clearest outlook on the AFC. It all hinges on how bad Patrick Mahomes is hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that's what it is. It's Brady and then Mahomes' injury. And that's it.
And then whether Lamar Jackson can continue to grow as quarterback for the Ravens and whether Deshaun Watson just had one bad day yesterday.
The Penguins win 4-2 on Friday over the Stars, but then get shut out by the Golden Knights on Saturday. Chris Letang scored twice against the Stars and put on a bit of a show. Could he be seeing the makings of his best season?
Well, if you get shorthanded again in terms of personnel, play him on the left side. I mean, that move that he made, he undressed people down that left side. I think he's played really, really well. I think on Saturday, though, and it just so happened to be, and apropos, it was 29 saves, right? It just happened to be a guy that we know here and a guy we're familiar with, but they just ran into a hot goaltender, and that happens every once in a while.
I think with Letang specifically, what's impressed me as much as anything else about his game through the first couple of weeks of the season is that he's still taking those offensive chances, those quote-unquote risks, but not overexposing himself on the back end. The number of plays that he, outside of the opener, the number of plays that he's made where you just go, oh, come on, Chris, is limited to less than a handful, if that.
I think
maybe a couple.
Letang always takes chances, but I think the rest of the guys are playing more responsible, and that's what we've seen over the last 2 weeks for the Pens.
The bigger story in the blue line for me, and it's all cured because they're winning, though, is the Gudbranson-Jack Johnson shuffle, and that one of them can't be happy. It's got to come to a head at some point. Both of those guys are making too much money for one guy to keep sitting in the press box, and somebody's going to be like, I'd need out of here.
And I'll be real curious to see what we find out today about Dumoulin.
Yes. Well, he had a baby.
Is that what it...
His wife had a baby, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I know she was due soon.
So maybe that was the last-minute scratch then.
Yeah.
The Pitt Panthers go into the Dome and beat Syracuse 27-20. Does this have you thinking that Pitt can run the table for the rest of the regular season?
Yeah, they can. But like we were just talking about a moment ago, you always hold your breath and wait for the other shoe to drop if you're a Pitt football fan. Can you honestly go into the last five games and say, no, I'm not going to just be waiting for the other shoe to drop?
You know what? Carolina's going to be tough because Carolina has their number. It's just one of those things, and it's prime time. But, man, I know Virginia Tech's good at home. They're not that good, and the other road game is at Georgia Tech. Absolutely, they could run the table here.
Pitt could go undefeated the rest of the way out. They could win one game the rest of the way out, and I wouldn't be surprised. Have you watched Pitt football over the past 25 years?
You know what? You mentioned it. They've had four chances in a row to Pitt.
They didn't do it.
Which makes you wonder if they're due, unfortunately, Pitt football philosophy.
Man, Pitt football fans are the most
fatalistic.
Yeah, I know.
So
they
positive.
Could be up 77-0 with a minute left. Is it? Oh my gosh!
On that clock. On that clock. Come on.
Anyway, continue.
We touched on this already this morning, but after the Ravens' 30-16 win in Seattle yesterday, did they just win themselves the AFC North?
They're gonna have to stumble. They're going to have to get help in losing it, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to have to lose a game they're not supposed to, probably.
Get back to me after that three-week stretch I mentioned earlier against the Texans, Rams, and Niners, because during that same three-week stretch, the Steelers and Browns meet twice. So that could go a long way toward deciding whether the month of December is sort of coasting in for the Ravens. But it's about as close as you can get come week eight to saying
Joe Thomas will be coaching the Browns at that point.
I think Ravens will have this thing clinched by December, early December.
Ooh, look at you.
The way things are going, it's hard to argue with the way the Browns and Steelers have started through the first half.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.